It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Ontario woman's nose whistle reaches 44 decibels.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And R&R RV. Beat the Show coming up in half an hour, and we'll qualify you for the $5,000 to Cabela's in about 6 minutes.
I got to see it, Jay, for the first time. Producer Steve's legs in shorts.
Wow.
As he showed up to my house and said, "Hey, bud, let's go to the lake." And I said, "Yeah, let's do it." That was on Wednesday night, right? Because you had such a busy weekend.
What kind of shorts did he have on? Weekend. Jean shorts? What do you have?
Cut-offs? They were... Maybe to what cargo I'm wearing, shorts?
Yeah, but, similar to what I'm wearing now. They're cargo shorts.
Okay, I got you, yeah.
Yeah, they were black.
Nice.
They were nice. They looked great on
him.
Thank you.
They really did. He looked good in them. So he gets there. We go to my brother's lake place. And Steve has already met most of my family, right? Pretty much everybody who was there you had met. Is that correct? Family-wise. Except for Aunt Julie.
Aunt Julie and your mom. I had never met her before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you hadn't?
My goodness.
That was the first time. Oh,
you talked to her on the phone once.
Correct.
But that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to meet my mom for the first time.
Well, that's always a treat, right? She's great.
Oh, yeah, she was awesome. Your whole family is awesome. So, you know, yeah.
It's a fun group.
Kevin, now, your mom is like top 10 Karen of all time, isn't she?
Oh, number
maybe
one
top
in my
five,
book.
Yeah. I mean, in the world, like ever. Well, for me, yeah. She's number one, too. But no offense to the other Karens who are listening.
Sorry, Karens. But my mom has her friends, Patty and Bambi. Now, at the request of Patty, she has asked me to not...
use her name?
...give Bambi very much airtime.
Oh, no.
Patty says, "Your mom and I are the famous ones. Can we just keep it that way?" She gets a lot of fan mail and stuff, and a lot of people love her.
Yeah.
She's like, "It's your mom and I that are famous. Oh, you know, Bambi doesn't need to come in here and steal all the thunder."
A little cat fight over the fame, huh?
Well, don't worry, Patty. I'm not going to give Bambi that much fame. I'll give her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But Patty, who is kind of the wild card, it's so hilarious because my mom is a very nice, conservative, Christian woman.
Right.
But she's gotten a little looser in her old age where she's a little more relaxed, you know, and willing to have some fun and tell some more stories and do these things. I just think she's realized it doesn't matter. And it makes my family laugh, so let's talk about this or that.
Oh, in conversation,
I see.
Yes, okay.
It can be very funny. Right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
They can be a hoot.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's a glowing review right there, right?
But Steve and I walk into the lake place, and within, I don't know, a couple seconds, it felt like my Aunt Julie, Aunt Julio, cornered us in the living room. Was like, "Steve, I want to meet you, and I've heard so much about you, blah, 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 whatever." And then she started talking about, somehow we got into relationships.
Okay.
And
fair.
She has gone through two husbands.
Oh.
Very unfortunate because they both were guys who seemed great and ended up being very
bad. Oh, they weren't
people.
So great. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Her first one, and this is what she told Steve. She just jumped right into it and gave her life story.
Like,
it was like,
explain
well,
how
my first
bad
one was a teacher with me, and we did this, and this. And eventually, he did a bunch of bad things, and then he went to jail.
Oh, no. No.
And you can imagine Steve's face is like a fire hose has been opened up and just shooting him right in the face. How are you feeling at that moment with the first
overwhelmed, maybe?
Yeah. I think that's an appropriate word.
Yeah. That seems like a lot right off the bat.
Steve's like, "Oh, okay." And then she's like, "Oh, you know," and it's happened so many years ago that she's just like, "Nah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's fine."
Then she goes to, my second husband was, seemed like, he was a charmer, man. He was a charmer. He was so good. He seemed like the great guy. Then you were just in the happiest place. And then turns out he was living a whole double life, basically.
Oh, gosh, dang it. Well, he was a charmer,
Yep, he was. And he told, and she's just sweet. She believes things and whatever. My mother is like, "Told you."
Oh, no. I knew right off the bat.
Yeah.
Patty didn't listen.
Julie didn't listen.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Patty. My bad.
Oh, God, no. Oh. Patty wouldn't do it. Patty's been married to Dwayne for 107 years.
Oh, yeah, do you not know Patty?
I don't know Patty. I'm
no, sorry. This is all Ann Julio.
Oh, this is Julio. Okay.
Ann Julio is giving him the life story.
Got it.
Just
fire
like
hose.
Right there.
Right
fire
in the
hose
face.
In Steve's face.
Yeah, Julio hose.
And she
got
gets
it.
Done with it, and I believe she said something. This sounds worse than it is, but she meant it in a nice way. I hope they're both burning in hell.
Oh,
I believe
whoa.
Is what she whoa, said. Whoa. To which Steve goes, oh, yeah, okay.
All righty then.
He kind of does the nervous Steve, like, backing up thing.
And yes, yes.
We start to walk outside because I'm like, that's enough. And we start to walk outside, and Steve looks at her and goes, well, hey, you know, at least they weren't murderers.
Oh, jeez. Just searching for any sort of positive twist at the end of that, huh?
Yeah, at least they weren't murderers.
Oh,
she
my.
Laughed. And my Aunt Julie's very funny, too.
She is, yes.
And, that was...
is that why when I asked Steve how it went, he said, oh, it was interesting.
It was something.
Yeah.
Steve, what else? Were there any other uncomfortable moments for you?
For me specifically?
Yeah, because I know that one was uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it was fine. We had a laugh.
Right, at least they weren't murderers.
Yeah.
Now, Patty, who is a wild card, she can be pretty, she likes to drink a little bit, and she likes to have fun and tell amazing stories. That secret has been out for a long time. She's the one who also does this. Every time they go somewhere that there's drinks, she'll say it's my birthday to see if she can get a free drink.
That's hilarious. And it
mom
probably
gets
works.
So mad.
Yeah, and your mom's the one who rats her out, right? She's like,
yes,
it's not her birthday.
It's not her birthday. I'm like, Mom, let her have a little fun.
Yeah. What I can tell you, can I say what happened to you, Kevin?
Uh-oh.
That was very entertaining?
You am can. Do we have time now, Jay, or do we need to do it?
I would do it in the next segment.
In the next segment. Steve, give it an amazing radio tease here.
Let's
for
hear
the rest
it,
of this, the awkward moment for me and for you to witness. What was it? Where's your tease?
I think you just said it.
I need you to... can you just...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It says 102, 104, 106. So, I mean, yeah, you're kind of splitting hairs there. But, yeah, plenty of degrees, I think, Kev.
Kevin James.
It's like, a graduating class at GU.
Huh?
Plenty of degrees.
Oh, boy. I wasn't ready for that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. Congratulations to Sharon. She qualified for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. All right, Kevin.
Well, I think it's Steve who wants to tell a story.
What's up, Steve?
I'm going to let Steve try to weave this beautiful story onto the air, and I will fill in where needed, Steve.
Mm. Oh, you're definitely going to need to fill in because I forgot we were doing this. We were at the lake place, your brother's lake place, brother and sister-in-law's.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
The lake place in general?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I was going to say it, but I'm not going to. 9? 9.5?
Yeah, that's fair. There's some things they could improve.
Wow.
You know what was dumb, Steve? You never even went to the beach, did you?
I didn't go down, no.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It was that first night there, and so everybody was just kind of hanging out on the deck.
Sure.
Settling in a little bit. We had
a
little taco bar, and it was just like everybody was just visiting.
The deck is like the kitchen in a winter party.
Right, and it was, Wednesday night already, and so nobody was really out boating or anything.
Right,
so
yep.
It was kind of a... You didn't get the full experience.
Well, there's no rush, but a lot of people had 4 days. So,
right.
Yeah.
You didn't even get to see the ice machine, did you?
Right. I am disappointed.
What are you
that
doing with
it.
Your life? Yeah. That ice machine is incredible.
That's why I got a 9, 9.5.
I see.
Because I didn't see the ice machine.
So we're there, Steve, and you already had an awkward encounter with my Aunt Julio.
Correct.
And
gave
then
your
what?
Gave her your life story about her ex-husbands and all that in the first few minutes. That's cool.
Yeah. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a woman kind of on the deck as we made our way out there.
Yeah.
Sitting to the side talking to, I think, Steph at that point? Your sister-in-law?
It may have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Patty came over and introduced herself right away to you.
Yes.
And she sat down, and Patty was very nice. She was mild. She didn't tell you any crazy stories. She was just like, tell me about yourself, Steve, right? I mean, she was great. You guys just had a wonderful conversation.
Yeah, we were chitting the chat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing that. And that then meant
you only had one person left to meet.
Right.
Bambi.
And she was, yeah, off to the side. So we didn't really say hello at the beginning.
Right.
And then eventually she came over and it was very, you know, kind of typical, normal conversation or greeting or whatever.
Right.
And then...
And again, now Bambi is a friend of your mom, Steve. I mean, Kevin, yeah? Your
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, she's my mom's friend.
Same, similar
actually,
age.
Actually, funny enough, mm-hmm. she went to the all-girls Catholic school in Sprague that used to be up on the hill.
Okay.
And little Bobby Balfe, that is my mom's, you know, second husband that passed away. She's
yeah.
had two husbands pass away. Sad. Really is.
Are you implying something?
No,
is
I don't.
Is there going to be some sort
that,
of...
That was a joke a okay. couple times this
all
weekend.
Right. Okay.
Because there was a... We were giving her a hard time about this new guy that we think she should date.
Uh-huh.
And then we're like, yeah, but then how long will it be?
Right. I've seen some of the previews for some of these movies. Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, yes, Bambi was a very good friend of Bob's because Bob would come up there.
Oh, okay.
And... You know, the boys weren't supposed to come up to the school, but they would.
Oh, weird.
But then she met my mom when Bob and her got married, and they hit it off, and they're like besties now. They travel together all the time.
Got it, yep.
It's great. She yeah. lives in Yakima, though, so we don't get to see her that much.
Right. She told me all this when we were having our one-on-one.
I'm sure, yeah. She
oh,
wants
you got
to
the
update
one-on-one
you.
With Bambi. Okay, see,
I did.
But she comes over to introduce... And I realize this is my chance to introduce Steve. I have not got to introduce him to anybody.
Right.
He was doing it himself. And so we were sitting next to each other, and I slowly put my hand onto his bare leg, and I rubbed his leg, and I said, Bambi, I'd like to introduce you to my new friend, Steve.
You're such a jerk.
I rubbed his leg, and
That's
he
gross.
Grabs my hand and picks it up, and he goes, no, 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 I work with him.
Yeah, not exactly how it went down.
So that is exactly how it went down. Except for I may have grabbed your hand. Either way, that is what happened. And then Bambi
oh, no.
decides, Bambi who is, you know.
She's hilarious.
She's very funny.
Yep.
But she likes to still be a little flirtatious.
Okay.
Even though she's, you know, a little older gal, whatever.
Right. She wants to hit on Steve. There's only a slight age difference.
Oh, 30. No. She didn't want to hit on me.
Oh, no.
She might have Steve, but uh-oh. Instead.
Well, she did wink at me once.
She
might have been something in her eye.
Very, very she stepped very closely to me, Steve. How close?
Oh, no.
And I'm in a chair with my, you know.
You're sitting there just relaxing.
Spread, you know, yeah.
Is there anything less than centimeters?
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
And she somehow just got right there in my space and put her hand on my face.
Oh, no.
And yeah. said, oh, she smacked my face a little bit. And she said, oh, that's good, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't go to the other side because you are way too charming and way too handsome.
Oh, wow.
She was literally between his legs.
Uh-huh, standing there, and he was sitting in the chair.
And they were having a conversation for a good, what would you say, 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, and no, it was going to be 30 seconds if you wouldn't have struck up a conversation.
Oh, that a boy, so
my fault.
That a boy.
And then I was telling the story to my mom, and Steve and I were both telling her, and she was laughing, and she goes, well, she's also really hard of hearing, so she probably was just getting close
That's
to hearing
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, well, I'm hard of hearing, too. Maybe I'll try that on the cruise.
No.
It was just a lot for you, Steve, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
The positioning and the distance and, yeah.
Yes.
And the winking, or I don't know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, speak for yourself. Don't let these guys talk on for you. Come on, Steve. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm a hard worker, but I'm a slow learner, baby.
Kevin James.
He's not lying about that part.
Oh, well, hey, slow motion's better than no motion. Kev knows what I'm talking about. That's right, big boy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Oh, man. I just bashed my funny bone. Not so funny bone.
Oh, no.
Hmm. It's not funny. Chloe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What you doing?
We are actually on our way to go parasailing today, so this is just a great start to the day.
Whoa.
Ooh, where do you go parasailing at?
We're going to go on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Have you ever done it before?
We haven't. We're both local to Sandpoint, but we've never gone parasailing, and we've always wanted to, so it's a good day for it.
That is awesome. Who's we?
Me and my husband, Dean.
Okay. Howdy, Dean.
Howdy.
Who's more excited, do you think, Chloe?
Oh, I would have to say Dean.
Have you guys ever skydived?
We have not. We have done zip lining, though.
Okay. All right. Well, you're kind of thrill seekers, you guys.
Yeah. We are.
I like that.
Now, parasailing, you can only go one at a time, though, right?
This one's actually a two-seat, so we get to go up at the same time.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Well, you know what? If you don't mind, after you're done, like, you know, it doesn't have to be today, but maybe, like, later on you could text us or something. Let us know how it was. I'm curious.
Oh, that's awesome. We would love to do that. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but at least if you guys are together.
Now, Kevin,
and
Eugene.
Anything goes wrong, you were together.
Gosh darn it. You know what?
You never know, so I agree.
Oh, man.
See, what a lovely story.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Yeah, right. What a lovely story. All right, Chloe, it's Kevin Bacon for our theme today, and you're more than happy to have your husband jump in and help at any point. Who would you like to challenge? Would you like to challenge me or Kevin?
Let's go with Kevin.
All right, Kev, we'll see you in about 60 seconds or so.
Later, Gator.
Yeah. All right, it's what he deserves after that comment about, hey, at least you were together.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Yeah.
You know, he might as well go sit out there.
Right. He's in timeout.
Do we have one of those hats?
We should. All right, Chloe, you guys can pass if you get stuck. We have Kevin Bacon as our theme. 7 questions, and here we go.
All righty. Kevin Bacon made his feature film debut in this 1978 comedy about a fraternity challenging the authority of the dean. What is the movie?
Natural Lampoon's Animal House.
Who is Kevin Bacon married to?
What's her name? Sweeney. Pass.
Kevin was born and raised in Philadelphia. How many vowels are in the word Philadelphia?
Four.
What is Kevin's character's name in the movie Footloose?
Pass.
Kevin was in the film Apollo 13, which was directed by this former child actor known for being in Happy Days.
Pass.
This office star is in the movie Crazy Stupid Love with Kevin. Can you name him?
Pass.
Fill in the blank for this game. Blank degrees of Kevin Bacon.
7?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin! All right, we'll see how you guys did here in just a second. Let's see.
That's Kevin James, not Kevin Bacon.
Right, yeah. No, Kevin Bacon is standing outside right now. We'll see how he does in his own game. That should be great. Kevin, I wish you best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Pass if you get stuck, which I'm sure you probably will. What?
Speaking of bacon.
No, not baking.
Bacon, like Kevin Bacon. I haven't really been craving a Wrangler.
From Zips?
Yeah, because it's got bacon on it. I don't know why.
Well, because it's amazing. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Now this.
Minus 1 point for Kevin.
Well, that's where my mind is. So that's how it could go.
Minus 1.
Oh, boy. Are right, you ready, Kevin, for some Kevin Bacon? Kevin Bacon made his feature film debut in this 1978 comedy about a fraternity challenging the authority of the dean. What is the movie?
I would say Animal House.
Who is Kevin Bacon married to?
I can't see her. Kira Sedgwick.
Kevin was born and raised in Philadelphia. How many vowels are in the word Philadelphia?
5.
What is Kevin's character's name in the movie Footloose?
Boy, that I do not know. I'll say Roman Brand.
Kevin was in the movie Apollo 13, which was directed by this former child actor, known for being in Happy Days.
Oh, Ron Howard.
This Office star is in the movie Crazy Stupid Love with Kevin. Name him.
Oh, Steve Carell. That's a great movie, by the way.
It really is. Fill in the blank for this game. Blank degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Six.
Oh.
Got through all of them. All right. We'll see how you did here. Look at that. Time left on the clock, too, Kevin. That was
quick,
speedy.
Efficient.
Yeah, speedy. Yeah, efficient is great.
The timing was good.
All right. Here we go.
Trying to get out of here is to go to Zips.
That's a great idea.
Kevin made his feature film debut in this 1978 comedy about a fraternity challenging the authority of a dean. What is the movie?
I don't know. The question was as long as the movie, but Animal House was the answer for both.
Yeah, National Lampoon's Animal House.
1-1.
Who is Kevin Bacon married to?
Ah, gosh dang it. Chloe, they couldn't get to it. I think it's one of those you could see her, but you couldn't figure out what her name was. Kira Sedgwick is correct.
For sure.
Yeah, that's one of those you're like, oh, I'm, you know, the blonde lady. Yeah, sometimes it's curly hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 point, Kevin.
Yeah, nicely done, Kevin. Kevin was born and raised in Philadelphia. How many vowels are in the word Philadelphia?
Four for Chloe and Dave, and then five for Kevin.
Kevin, very impressive. Yeah, five.
Kevin, look at you go. 3 points in a row.
Very nice. What is Kevin's character's name in the movie Footloose?
What did you say? Roman Brand?
What's Roman that? Brand. I have no idea. Yeah. That just popped into my head.
Chloe passed.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
That was a tough one. Ren McCormick.
Oh, I could have gotten that in 6 years.
Well, I mean, there was a remake of Footloose, too.
I understand so it. That one, it's maybe. Fine.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think it's... Okay. Kevin was in the film Apollo 13, which was directed by this former child actor known for being in Happy Days.
I think Chloe was rattled at this point because she was trying...
I was.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, you know what? It's so weird. Chloe, you guys probably could have talked about this experience that as the clock is ticking and you hear the music going, it speeds your brain up so fast. Sometimes you're like... sometimes you're like, I should know Ron Howard, but I can't think of it. Kevin knew it. Kevin's played this game more than you guys have. 4-1.
Yeah, nicely done, Kevin. The office.
And when my brain speeds up, it's a good thing.
Well, if it slows down, we're in trouble.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
This Office star is in the movie Crazy Stupid Love with Kevin. Name him.
Yeah, Steve Carell. That's 1 point. Kevin. Kevin has, I don't know, like 100.
Wow.
I feel like I have a lot of them.
Yeah, I think you all only missed one so far.
Yeah, you did very well. Fill in the blank for this game. Blank degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Chloe said 7, or Dave said 7, and then Kevin said 6.
6 degrees.
Six degrees. Well, there's one more degree. It's hotter in Coeur d'Alene today.
Yeah.
So 7.
Yeah.
Hey, I have these Coyote Country travel mugs that were given away as prizes. But you guys didn't win, but I want to do this instead because I feel like you guys are nice people. And you can either, and this will be your choice, and I can't wait to make people angry. You can either have one of those travel mugs. It says Coyote Country on it. They're kind of cool. Or if you guys want to, you can have 2 tickets to the Coyote Country cruise on Thursday night on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, my goodness. That is so sweet. Let's do the tickets for the cruise.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yes. I can't wait to meet you guys.
Yeah, we're excited to meet
you
guys. And
hopefully Steve will apologize for trying to ruin your great day. Yeah. Sounds like you guys have a great date day going.
I will never apologize.
How long have you...
Awesome. Thank you so much.
How long have you guys been married?
We just had our 6-year anniversary, so this is actually for our anniversary that we're doing this today.
Fantastic. Oh, cool. That is awesome. Okay, hold on, you guys. All right, we'll get you some tickets. Hang on, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're very, very welcome. That's a great... What a fun anniversary date.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, if you're like, you know, doing that stuff.
Any interest in the person?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Okay. But would you... Hold on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sleeping on a plane during takeoff or landing can cause your body permanent damage.
What?
Kevin James.
This leads to a vacuum in your eustachian tubes.
Wait, you got eustachian, but you couldn't say the word damage?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
The stat is brought to you by Jacobs Custom Living. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh, it is stat of the day time, and I'll tell you this.
Why is this every day?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing over there.
Well, guys, because always fun for people to know that it is stat of the day time.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh.
The stat today is 6. I'm a liar. 5,000 is the most of these ever used to make magic in the sky.
I mean, I feel like drones is the obvious answer. Yeah.
I was looking up to see what the biggest drone show was. And at first it was like, oh, the biggest drone show is, it said 1600. And I was like, whoa, that's, they weren't far off with the show here in Spokane. I think it was 600 drones.
I mean, that's 1,000 off. But yeah.
Yeah, but not something that, like if Northern Quest found out about that, they'd be like, well, yeah, no big deal. We'll just get another 1,000 of them.
What, wasn't it the Olympics 4 years ago, or was it the one from 2 years ago where they had the big drone show?
I do not know, Jay.
I feel like they'd probably have a big drone show this year, maybe.
I hope so, because I do really like the drones. It was very cool.
Till they attack you.
If you haven't seen what they do, they're just little baby drones.
They're little cute baby drones.
Baby drones.
They really are. That's
what's
weird about it is,
that they scare me.
That they're very small.
Mm-hmm.
The drones that they do these shows with.
How small are they?
They're not the great big ones, right? Like the big ones are a little, they freak me out a little more.
Yeah, at Tokyo these Olympics, it says.
Little
2020 huge drone show.
How much? How many? Because the record.
I'll continue to search.
The record is 5,000 now, apparently, at the Korea Air Show or something like that. They did 5,000 of them. It looks unreal. The stuff they did, it's just so massive. Like, we got to see 500 or 600, Steve, and it was really cool, right?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
1,824, I mean, looks like.
1,824. Mm-hmm. Little baby stuff compared to
ain't nothing.
5,000.
Yeah.
They are cool, but I wonder this. Do you think they could ever completely become the thing that places do? Or are fireworks too sentimental to our forefathers? Like I did say during the drone show, not sure how Thomas Jefferson feels about this. Which I thought was really funny.
That's so, man.
Well, one person did.
Wow. Glad you were patting yourself on the back.
Right.
I mean, obviously the drone thing is cool enough as an accent. I don't think it'll ever replace it. The best part about the drones, of course, is you can use them again next year. And, you know, fireworks, boom, gone. But,
well,
you know what I mean?
And the thing is,
more bang for your buck.
They can do so much more.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, they did a soldier.
Well, yeah, you can make images.
And it started with a big soldier, like, saluting. And he was just, you know, it was just the outline of the soldier.
Right.
And then they started to fill his body in.
Oh, man, yes.
And then they said, well, that's not enough. Let's make it red, white, and blue. And it looked like a flag on the soldier. It was so stinking cool.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It is amazing. I'm not lying. Neither are you. It is amazing.
I was really impressed with it. I was like, you know what? And the fireworks, give me like 5 minutes. Give me 20 minutes of drone, 10 minutes of fireworks, and I'm happy.
Is the perfect order then you do drone show and then fireworks like in the background at the end with just a finale. Just boom. Don't need any lead up, just finale. Save
Absolutely.
Them all and go crazy.
Big show, 10 minutes.
I don't think I mind that.
Finish strong.
I don't think I mind that at all.
Yeah. I mean, the show we saw was, I think, 12 or 14 minutes. The only problem with the drones is that they literally have to swap them in and out because they can only perform for like,
what are they under, some sort of, you know, contract?
Called battery.
Oh. So I was like, I didn't know where they were, like, in some sort of union. They're in a drone union.
Yeah, to get
union.
Them up there and do it, I guess it takes a lot of juice.
Okay. So they get tired, so they have to recharge them.
It was cool. And then the other fun thing is that they can do, because, again, the I'd love to see the on the ground, how they're programming.
That's what I was just going to ask you.
That's fascinating to me.
And also, is there a guy down there just plugging them in? They're landing. He's just boop, 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 boop.
I'm guessing there's a lot of guys.
Quick charge. What
these guys were
there?
The guys from, they were on America's Got Talent.
Is it the guys who are then like, you know, oh, did you bring the extra charger? This one's got a short in it. Or it's like, oh, this is one of the old chargers.
That's so true.
It doesn't work on the new drone.
Yeah, or you think it's the right charger and you go to plug it in and it doesn't fit. We've all been there.
Which charger is it?
Oops. Like, I brought my phone charger.
This is the iPhone charger, not the, what is the new one, the C or whatever.
Why can't they just make these drones all the same?
This is so stupid. How do you text on this thing?
Yeah, it's they were cool, though. I definitely want to see more of it. And they did some other fun stuff where it was like a slot machine where you pull it, the handle.
I like that.
Pulled down.
I like it.
It
spun. Did it spit out money?
It spun.
It did.
Of course it did. It went.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. It all lined up. Oh. And then coins just started flying out of the top of it.
That's awesome.
It was
very really cool. It was one of those things that I had never seen one up close like that. I'd seen them on TV, but I was just like, all right, drones, you impressed me.
By the way, I just looked it up. You know the new USB-C? I don't know how new it is, but the USB-C charger.
Was that like a floppy disk?
No,
oh,
for the USB-C.
Yeah,
for the phones. Like a lot of the phones have them now.
Well, they're all phones have to go to it. It's become law.
It's law, yeah. I did not know this. I just looked it up. The C stands for crappy.
Nuh-uh. The Big 99.